Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about skipping work and save stories. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, "Hi Frederick, I love your videos, but something you said strike me as odd." Ooh. You mentioned that you have seen developers picking quote unquote safe stories and how it is a crutch and whatnot, but aren't you known in your work circle for knowing and avoiding, I presume, which tasks or jobs is going to be very painful to deal with? I recall something about the lines of knowing, which is of you mentioning that you know what's gonna tie you down for a very long time. Anyway, I hope you don't take it the wrong way, and also I would like to know if you meant something else entirely. Thank you for your daily uploads, love them, and I pay attention to them since they're usually pretty interesting takes. No worries. It's actually funny, this person is one of the few people that I have seen in a long, long, long time who actually he actually he or she says the words, "Anyway, I hope you don't take it the wrong way, and also I would like to know if you meant something else entirely." Dear God, man or woman or whoever, you are everything that the internet should be about. Who could have thought that your interpretation of what I said could be something other than your reptile brain screaming, "Kill this person, murder him," because he said something that doesn't resonate with you? Now, in this scenario, just to pat you on the back, it's exactly the sort of thing that you should be doing. You should ask yourself this question: what does he mean? Is it possible that the personal thoughts shared by a person like me, it could probably could it could have a more, have a different interpretation than what you believe? Like, the other day there was this dude who tried to chew me out over the term code monkey, because in his world that's a derogatory term, and I kind of go, okay, that's sad to hear, because it is a term used by more people than me, and it's a term that you've seen on television if you have checked it out. It's a term that is universally nothing that has to do with someone being a bad person or being derogatory. I'm assuming that monkey is a bad thing in your part of the world, because it's not in my part of the world. So, anywho, the thing that I was trying to say to you guys, if you have made that connection, when I say that there are people who pick safe stories, and that I am famous in my, well, it's not in my current job, in my old job, I was famous for knowing what to pick and what not to pick. That doesn't, there is a difference here. So when a software developer is insecure, usually, or scared or something like that, what they will do is that they will try to only pick stories that are very, very small and very safe to work on. They won't actually do anything meaningful for the team, or very rarely anything meaningful. A classic one is the junior who only picks, there's a CSS issue here, or there is like a very easy fix for this little tiny thing that doesn't really ship anything. It's not high priority. They're just picking things a little bit arbitrary from the backlog, so to make the illusion of that they are making, like, they're, well, it's sort of a way for them to do work, give the illusion of working, but picking things that are so, like, non-hostile to, like, non-confronting to them, that they don't have to grow or take responsibility for the stuff that is meaningful, if that makes sense. Now, that behavior is very destructive, because one part, it's really, I mean, it comes down to fear, basically. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid of failure. And so the impact is that the team gets delayed, can't trust that this person is going to pick up the stories that are prioritized, can't trust that this person is going to be able to help them produce or, like, make things happen, etc., etc. And the other way of looking at it is that the person becomes weaker because you're not actually going through the thing that is the reason why software developers become good, and that is that, and this is the thing that I tell people, that's why real work experience is valuable, guys, because your toy application that you are building by yourself is never, ever, ever, ever going to be complicated enough that you can't just drop it and not deal with it. The growth that you will make, the personal growth and experience growth that you will have from doing actual work where you can't just, you know, quit or pick whatever you want, is higher than anything you can do by yourself usually. And you hurt that growth when you start picking the safe stuff over and over. And because learning how to program was tough, but delivering software is also tough, guys. This is a tough job in terms of you're gonna feel stupid, you're gonna have to do scary stuff, and you're gonna feel like you have no idea what's going on, but you're still gonna have to sit down and just trust that all the other 100 times that you didn't know what to do and then figured it out, well, this is gonna be just another one of them. And trust me, guys, I have been here more times than I can count. It's, as I said in another video, it's gotten to the point where I don't even feel anything at this point, guys. I may not have a single clue what's wrong with a bug or something like that, and I still don't feel anything. Because I know that the knowledge that I need to have in order to fix this is within my area, like, of, like, understanding. It's not like I can't figure it out. It's really down to how complicated is it, how long is it going to take me, but I know that I'm going to be able to solve it. And it takes a lot of trial and error to get to that sort of point, right? But when I say that I'm famous for not, quote-unquote, being tied down or picking the right stories or, like, picking the right roles and so forth, it's not that I don't do stuff that is hard. It is that I know that when the company needs something specific that is very dangerous to, such as like becoming a tech lead for the for a team that is very ineffectively run, as an example, or has a lot of dependencies or similar sorts of things. When you change your role or when you pick up a piece of work that is very, very impactful to what you're going to do for the rest of your time in the company, that is a different story. Because the thing that the average software developer doesn't understand is that some pieces of work makes you into the go-to for everything related to that topic. It is the thing that I am, today it's one of the things that I do. It's basically when you become associated with a specific project, then you will own that for life within that company. I guarantee you that you will. Every single software developer I know knows this, or rather, like, the more experienced ones, they know what it means to become the domain expert. You are the only person who's going to be asked every single time. No one else is going to try to learn it practically. No one is going to try to facilitate, you know, management are not going to look, because this is the way that IT, almost every company, works. They have one person who knows it, therefore nobody considers spreading the knowledge on average. What happens is that that person becomes the convenient go-to for absolutely everything. And unless you want that, you have to know when to say, yeah, I'll do it and volunteer for something, or to say, no, actually, this is not something that I would like to deal with. And I have said, no, this is not something I would like to do, because I'm at the time, I'm not interested in becoming a tech lead or a technical salesperson, or like taking responsibilities about like traveling to like different customers and so forth, because it is something that I know that I will not be able to stop doing once I become a dependency. So what I want you to take away from this is that, yes, you are correct. You might, depending on how you look at this, you might have misunderstood what I meant, or you may have been completely right about me. The thing that, as I said, is that my argument, what the difference is between picking safe stories and avoiding becoming a dependency, is that the safe story picking is usually something people do out of fear because they don't want to like mess up or things like that. So they pick the simplest stories, and it's not, we're talking like not a normal story that you would ship in a few days. We're talking like things that you do in an afternoon, but they can take forever on it because they like it's the way that they do work. They are, it's just a way to hide fear and being unproductive, basically. And that is very destructive to both the individual who does it and to the team. And trust me, guys, I see it all the time. It is very common. Anywho, that's the thing that you shouldn't be doing, in my opinion. But the thing that I'm usually pretty good at is this: is to figure out when is it a very good idea to not go and pick up the responsibility for a project or a role or something like that. And basically, it's basic career management, guys. You can ask your project managers or your sales coworkers how important it is to, for example, sell the right product or be associated with the right project. Because if you get the wrong project or you get the wrong product, you could kill your entire career. And it's not because you're not good at what you do, it is because you are put in a situation where you can basically not succeed. For us software developers, the number one killer of your ability to become to be an effective software developer is always starts the same way. You start helping with administrative work, and then due to the overwhelming need higher like middle managers and so forth have for technical knowledge, because they don't have it, none of them have, and this is not something, in my opinion, that the software developers should have to fix for these people. That entire, I'm not going to go into it, I still don't understand why we hire people who know nothing about software to manage software developers. But anywho, the thing that happens when you take on that responsibility is that you take time from your coding and give it to something else, which is not supposed to be the case. If you, it's not something that is a good investment for you if you want to be a full-time software developer. And the reason why I'm very good at this is because at the time I wanted to focus on my coding and become a real senior software developer. I wasn't a good a senior software developer at the time. Today it's a different world, it's like a long time ago. I still have this ability, I still know, but my desire to take on that responsibility has changed. And so now I have situations where I am a dependency, and I know exactly what happened. The thing that I told you guys, it happens. You get into every single meeting, you have to sit in on every single like conversation, you have to talk to 100 people, and you basically, it's like what you do at the higher levels, you are basically teaching non-technical people how technology works so that they will feel comfortable allowing you to do something or so forth and so forth. And this is a killer for you, and it's a it happens with whether you like it or not if you are associated with the wrong projects. And that is, in as I said, that's not destructive behavior. That is a very conscious decision that you are making. It's the same decision that some people want to be an engineering manager and deal with people, and some people want to be an architect or like a tech lead or something like that and focus more on the technology. Therein lies the difference. Have a great day.